You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning and welcome to a beautiful Monday morning. And we are right here on the Treasure Coast of Florida at WCNO, Palm City, Florida, 89.9. Keep your dial set right here. And we are beginning our prayer and share, which is one of the two times during the year when we come to you and give you an opportunity to give to keep this ministry strong and on the air. And we're going to start our Monday morning with Pastor Trevor Banks, Apostle Banks. Are you able to hear me this morning?
I hear you loud and clear.
Wow, you're coming through clear, too. Mm-hmm. We are so glad to connect with you. You have been a part of WCNO for how many years? I know it's a lot.
Let me think. I think since 1992.
Woo!
93. Somewhere in there.
Wow. Well, it's been a wonderful relationship. I know that you've reached a lot of people, will continue to do so, and hear good things about the ministry. I listen in whenever I get a chance to your ministry on air, Monday through Friday. Great program you have taken right out of your services. And I understand your church is getting ready to build. You have some other property?
Yes, we do. We have 17.43 acres on Jenkins Road. We've owned it for a few years, and we're right at the cusp of putting the shovel in the ground soon, hopefully, for the first phase of our building project. Yeah,
that is absolutely awesome. Well, we welcome you to share a thought from the scriptures, if that's on your heart, and to open up our day with prayer. And I know you're a man of faith, and we're believing God for some deliverance this week for our whole state. And of course, there's a lot of people with a lot of needs in a lot of areas. And so lead us as the Lord's directed you.
Yes, I'd like to start, if I may, Pastor, with Psalm 102, verse 13. In the midst of all the news and all that's going on around us, Psalm 102, verse 13 says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come." I believe that it is a set time God has appointed to favor his church. And in the midst of opposition and all that's going on around us, it's still a set time, an appointed time for God to favor us. I just returned from East Africa and saw and experienced some things in a couple of the nations there as it pertains to restrictions. If you can fathom this, 10,000 churches were shut down in Rwanda. 10,000 of them.
Wow.
And they're putting such restrictions on them, and it's a communist type of regime that is mentoring the leadership there in that nation. Long story short, in the midst of all of that, the church is becoming greater and greater. If I can say, when Egypt tried to limit Israel's growth through murder, through different means, through rigor, what they meant for evil, God meant it for good, and they only increased. Israel only increased. So I see that it's a set time. No matter what's going on in the world, the economy and such, God has set an appointed time to favor Zion. I think our nation is set on the course for revival. I know there are many issues and concerns we have as it pertains to Trojan horses being brought in the way of amendments that we need to, you know, address and deal with and shoot down, let me say. But it's a set time. In the midst of it all, God's going to raise up a remnant church. And I believe our nation is not set for decline, but for revival.
Amen.
We have to continue to fight the good fight of faith. I see us right now like the eagle that's perched on the cliff of the rock as the storm approaches. And instead of fleeing from the storm, the eagle waits till the wind really picks up and it launches out into the storm and allows the storm to cause it to rise above all the turbulence. And it soars there. And instead of fleeing the storm is what elevates it. That's what I saw in Rwanda. I believe that's set for our nation as well. There are many prayer topics that I know we can address. But I believe, too, for WCNO and the faithful and fruitful staff and team that you have there, that this will be an epic time of fundraising, that God will bless and prosper, I believe, more than ever before. We're not in a decline. Now, that might be the systems of the world, but the kingdom system, God doesn't change. He's always going to provide, will not be made ashamed, will always have more than enough. So I'm going to believe as we pray, Pastor, Man. That God will do that for this time of prayer and share.
Amen.
That it will be epic, that it will be, you know, it's being birthed right now in the midst of an impending storm, but that storm is only going to elevate it. And people will get more involved and more sincere in their giving and more generous as well. If I may, I'll just start to pray. There are a number of things here I'll pray quickly about. But, Father, we ask first.
Thank you, Father.
That the foundation of our nation would return to God, that we would, again, literally be able to say, in God we trust. Father, I ask that you'll arrest the spirit of murder that's rampant through our cities and communities, abortion, these school shootings, suicide among our youth. Father, we arrest these evil spirits in Jesus' name. We Amen. Release your angelic host. Father, we ask you'll stabilize this economy.
It's been Thank shaking, you, Father.
But God, Lord, continue to provide jobs. For the unemployed, Amen. Livable wages. Father, we ask right now you destroy the roots of global trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking. Father, deal with that issue of our open borders. We are a nation that fears God. We love you and return us to our roots. Father, deal with the corruption in the medical industry. Father, we ask that you'll deal with all this genetically modified food organisms in our food chain. Mm-hmm. Lord, deal with the corruption, the lies, the deceit that are in our politics, in our government. Replace those that are corrupt, Lord, with those that fear you. For when they that love you are in authority, the people rejoice. Return our nation back to you. Father, we ask for you to deal with the widespread medical abuse among seniors and such. Father, also deal with the threat of civil war. We ask this election, Lord, would truly speak and manifest your heart.
Amen.
For the threat of civil war due to election outcomes, we mitigate and we destroy all racism, all violence, all corruption in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we ask that you'll choose the leaders and put them in place as you have chosen. Father, continue to purge our churches. Lord, clean your house. Judgment
Thank you,
begins
Father.
In your house. Separate the wheat from the tares, the goat from the sheep, and that you may be glorified, that the church may truly, fully represent you. We ask, Lord, that the end results of our elections this year would segue us into revival.
Man.
Revival in this nation. Father, increase the measure of Holy Spirit in our churches.
Yes.
Father, increase the dimensions of holiness. Bring us back to holiness, true holiness in the churches. May the spirit of unity break forth among churches. Father, let there be the revival of kingdom values. Lord, I ask you'll destroy the transgender thing. Transhuman.
Yes, Father.
And manifest transformation.
Amen.
Father, cause the righteous to take their proper place of authority. Let the remnant church, Lord, that will carry your anointing, your forerunners, your breakthrough believers,
Thank you,
let them rise in this hour, for it is the time to favor your church. And Lord, again, I pray blessings over WCNO. Keep them safe during this week. After all is said and done, Lord, may we see that your hand is upon this region, that you have
Praise
designated
God.
This region a Goshen. A
we agree.
Spiritual Goshen.
We agree.
You are, for whatever reason, protecting us,
yes.
preserving us for whatever lies in the future. We thank Amen. You, Father. I speak blessings over WCNO,
thank you,
over
Lord.
Pastor, over all the pastors, all the workers, all the
yes,
staff,
Father.
Pastor Jonathan, as he experiences.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep his body strong. Keep his mind clear. keep his voice with the frequency of your kingdom. Amen. And Father, we stand in agreement for the blessings of the Lord. For this is the time you have designated and appointed to favor your people. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we agree with all of that. All of that. Thank you so much, Apostle Banks. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for those prophetic words. We receive them, and we're going to move ahead with Thanksgiving today. So God bless you, and keep up the great ministry there. We pray for the Lord to continue his great blessing upon you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you guys as well. Keep up the great work.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, wow.
I just realized as Pastor Banks was sharing that in the future we're going to want to record those, and we'll play them throughout the day and keep a record of our opening pastors and other leaders that are joining us for prayer during Prayer and Share. Well, once again, this is Prayer and Share, and we are opening up the phone lines at this time. The phone number, Karen and David are here, and Sherry is here. And so welcome, team. And we are just looking to the Lord for strength and for his favor. David, you've come up with a piece of artwork and a little bit of a challenge over there. What do you have?
Well, I before every Prayer and Share, I try to think graphically. You know, what is God giving me as a visual? And so I found this piece online. Here's this fellow standing on top of a mountain facing a really powerful sunrise, and with his arms out raised in prayer or in praise, which struck me as that's very appropriate for where we all are. And then, you know, starts out a Prayer and Share Fall 2024 on the top, and then beneath the guy standing up is the adventure begins. And we've always tried to have sort of, not a catchphrase, but kind of a focal point for what God was doing. And I don't know, it just struck me that this particular Prayer and Share that is adventurous. And here we're starting it, and where there's a storm heading our way, and that that's adventurous enough. But we know God's got us, and he'll tell us what to do, and he'll protect us. And but the adventure of this ministry, it is an adventurous ministry, and it's an extraordinary adventure that we're called on. And because we try to exemplify to our listeners the life of ministry, the life in Christ of being Amen. Gifted. And so as you're following us these next 2 weeks in our adventure of ministry, you know, it says something about what God wants to do for you. You hear the, you'll hear the victories.
Amen.
You'll hear the us praising. You'll hear hopefully at least 50 Handel's Messiahs, kind of every 5,000.
At least.
But above that, hear for yourself the victory that God has promised you when you are moving in the Spirit, when you are in Christ, and you're serving Him in the world. Anyway.
Amen. Well, I'm looking at the mountain, and I'm seeing the sun rising, and I'm seeing someone with their hands raised, and to me, that's in praise, thanksgiving, Amen. And celebration.
Yeah.
We know God is our provider. We know that God's got us, and so we're excited about that. We start the morning, as we have on